AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The White House notified Congress it's approving another $1 billion in military aid to Israel, despite last week's pause on shipments of 2,000-pound bombs over fears they'd be used on civilians in southern Gaza. House Speaker Mike Johnson said the House is still going to vote to try to force the administration to resume the transfer of those weapons.
We'll have to see what effect that has on the legislation, but I think it's important for us to express again the will of Congress on the matter, and so I don't think we'll be changing what we do in the legislation.
Speaker, one of several prominent Republicans who attended former President Trump's criminal hush money trial Tuesday. The trial resumes tomorrow with more testimony from Michael Cohen, Trump's one-time attorney. The Justice Department says Boeing breached a 2021 agreement that kept it from being charged after two deadly crashes. The department says it's still determining how to proceed. This is ABC News. TikTokers are heading to court.
I'm suing Biden.
Well, more of the federal government.
He goes by Cattle Guy on TikTok. Eight creators are suing over the law that would force TikTok's Chinese owner to sell the platform or face a U.S. ban. Federal officials have raised security concerns. The sun is not done acting up.
The sun produced its biggest flare in nearly a decade Tuesday, just days after mass ejections of coronal plasma created dazzling northern lights seen farther south on Earth than usual. Not done yet, said the update from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Good news, this latest flare erupted on a part of the sun moving away from our terra firma. Negative effects, minimal. NASA says the geomagnetic waves caused one of its satellites to rotate unexpectedly. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A miniature poodle is the big dog at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show. Sage is the 11th poodle to win Best in Show. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Sync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A healthcare system serving eastern Wisconsin is working with the FBI to try to unfreeze their computers. Ascension Health officials confirmed last week a ransomware attack has frozen their computer system. Ascension isn't saying how much money the hackers want. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension is using a $1 million federal grant to teach the public about large-scale solar and wind farms in different communities. Extension's Sherry Gruder says communities are also urged to give feedback.
Endangered species in the area, will they be protected to what happens to the water and the wells when the land isn't being farmed for that time?
33 large-scale solar developments are in place or under development in Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Brewers beat the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up their 3-game set against the Pirates in Milwaukee. Last night, the Brewers' 24-year-old Sal Frelick made a spectacular catch in center field on Bally Sports.
To center field, Frelick on the move. Frelick's back, and he's got it! Oh, Superman in center! Sal Frelick, game in Milwaukee.
Brewers went on to win 4-3. Manager Pat Murphy and why Frelick is just now beginning to show signs as an everyday player.
He's young. You know, remember how young he is. And then it's not just he's not just physically gifted.
College Hoops, the new UW Green Bay men's basketball coach, Doug Gottlieb, told Inside Wisconsin what kind of player he expects to be on the team.
Knowing history of it, knowing that in Wisconsin and Minnesota and in the Plains, there's not a crazy amount of high major players. There's a lot. Kids want to play close to home.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Earl Ingram.
Wednesday at 9, I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad radio. It's like the movie, right?
Yeah.
WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison. A block away from the dome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that kind of bothers me a little bit. You know, the Republicans want to come back and try to override a few vetoes by the governor, right?
Yeah, I heard about this.
And I'm thinking
a bunch of vetoes.
I'm thinking, aren't they on vacation? They never come back for anything. They didn't come back to deal with the elections during COVID.
Right.
But they're going to come back to override vetoes of the governor, which aren't going to take hold because the assembly doesn't have the votes.
Okay.
And it's just a ridiculous thing. I don't know. My head explodes thinking, what performative thing are they trying to do here?
Okay, well, hold that thought. You know, you're getting all riled up here. We're 30 seconds into the show. So hang on a minute.
All right.
Let's get our bearings here.
Okay.
We're at the Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson Street. Having a good time. It's sunny this morning. It's going to be bright and sunny. Beautiful day all day. Let's see. Do we have the weather roulette wheel or the weather balls? Which do we have this morning, Sam?
You tell me. What would you like to hear?
The weather lottery balls myself.
Let's go with the weather lottery balls.
Oh, too late.
Rolled the wheel, so it's the roulette wheel.
Yeah, we'll go with
the high temperature today is 71. 71 is the high temperature today. Sunshine all day. And then pretty nice tonight. And then tomorrow we're back to showers and thunderstorms. But so enjoy the day today. Yes. Again, Short Stack Eatery is where we're at. 301 West Johnson Street, the corner of Johnson.
This is really nice.
State.
When you have the light like this, the sunlight.
You know, and they set up all the outdoor tables now.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's power out there. We should try that picnic table maybe next week. What do you think? What would you think about it? You think it's too busy out there? It's crazy. There's
I think
nobody
it's
out there.
Be a little noisy. You never
noisy?
Know when a large truck is going to come by, a garbage truck.
That kind of adds to the ambiance.
Or the sidewalk sweeper.
Right.
We're familiar with all of the activity out on State Street
the
now.
Buses.
With the guy with the leaf blower.
Yeah, blowing one leaf down the street, leaf that he brings with him. Yeah.
I mean, we could chase away some dogs.
We could. There's people out jogging.
Yeah.
It's a gorgeous morning. So
it's beautiful from here, though, inside inside the restaurant.
Yeah, it is.
Just a beautiful, beautiful cafe.
Mm-hmm. And
love this place.
They're making the coffee. They're getting ready to make all the flapjacks, all the short snacks. And we're going to have Mike McCabe stopping by a little bit later on in the show from Blue Jean Nation, right?
A little after 7:30.
Okay.
He'll be in here as our guest. We've got so many things to talk about today.
I don't know if Zenon's going to show up, our Boy Wonder announcer.
That's right.
Well, you know, we never know. Yep. So, but he shows up just about every week. All right. So you ready to get started? You ready to launch into this thing that happened last night? Boy, I never saw. I was watching the news last night. There are a lot of very upset Democrats who were very, very angry about what happened. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Because the Republicans came back and overturned like nine vetoes or something. Yeah. Wasn't that it?
That's right. That's the case. Yeah. And again, I don't care if they do it symbolically for the election coming up. Fine, okay. We know that you're doing this just for performance sake. Yeah. All right, got it.
Yeah.
You're all bad actors, by the way.
Yeah, political theater was really
bad
low.
Actors.
Bad acting.
But they've come back proving that they could have come back during the COVID pandemic. Mm-hmm. To help out with the election, to fund the polling places the way they should have been funded instead of relying on Zuckerbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, a big stink about the Zuckerbucks. Well, you know, you could have come back to help, but you didn't. And you didn't give a rat's butt about the election during a pandemic. And then they blamed the pandemic on the Democrats, and it was all just phony stuff, and we over-exaggerated, this stuff.
Yeah.
But anyway, so here we are, symbolically overriding the governor's vetoes.
And one of the Democrats, somebody in the assembly there, who just said he'd been there for 30 years, never saw any, never had a day this bad,
that's right,
this awful, in all of his 30 years there. I mean, it was theater, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bad theater.
Really, really disappointing.
Yeah. Okay.
But it just proves that they're lying. They could have come back. They could have done a whole bunch of stuff during the pandemic, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, they relied, they relied on the Wisconsin Institute of Lies and Deception.
Really? I've not heard of that organization.
Will. It's short for Will. Okay. It's long for Will. Okay. They came back and they did all they could to go before the Supreme Court and argue their cases and then have that court legislate from the bench instead of having the legislature come back and do their job.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that all worked out. All right. Well, I'm just a little irritated by the whole show, basically.
I can tell. Yeah.
We're going to be talking about transgender exclusion being turned away in the appeals court. You know, you can't do it, and that might affect a lot of legislation across the entire country. A big oil guy got together with OPEC and said, hey, you know what? We are not going to produce as much oil. See, now, had we been outside, that horn...
That would have been really loud, because it was loud in here.
Yeah, it was really loud. It was a bus almost cruising through State Street.
Yeah.
Knocking over bicyclists. Well, that happens, you know.
Yeah, luckily you had that horn, so that got the bicyclists' attention. And yeah.
So the whole...
Everybody's okay.
The whole issue of high prices at the gas pump were created by this guy and OPEC scheming to shorten the supply of petroleum so everybody had high prices at the gas pump.
Just one big oil guy could do that?
Yep, one guy did it.
Wow. That's amazing. He's got that power.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, it was a big company.
Yeah. Okay.
And now corporations are snapping back. They don't like regulation. They don't like to hurt their profit lines. Yeah. And that's happening right now. And George Stephanopoulos.
Yeah, what's he up to?
You know, he was milquetoast for so many years. We begged him, please ask a follow-up question, a tough question somewhere along the way.
Anything.
And now he's coming out.
Is he?
Yeah, he's swinging.
Wow.
And he's making sense.
Okay.
And I hope that somewhere along the way, the rest of the media gets the message that he is passing along to them. A little
all
advice.
Right. Well, we'll get to all that later, but first we have the National Day calendar for today.
Yes.
Wednesday, May 15th. We ready to do this?
I think so.
Okay. All right. What kind of day is it today? Is it Bring Flowers to Someone Day, or is it Juice Slush Day? Is it Jalapeno Day? Is it Chocolate Chip Day? How about Nylon Stockings Day or Peace Officers Memorial Day? Which of those days does not belong in that group of days, John?
Well, Chocolate,
you want me to run by them again?
No, no. Right. Chocolate chip day sounds really stupid.
Well, it may sound stupid to you, but to the chocolate chip fans, they're celebrating today,
no.
So you are wrong.
Wow.
There we go. No. Sam, do you have a guess?
I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, as usual, just that's pushing so the buttons and flipping the switches back in the control room.
It's just muscle it's memory not at this point.
Is it? It's not National Jalapeno Day. Why would they have a day just for jalapenos? That's stupid. It's not today if they do have a day.
Well, they should have a day like that.
You think so?
Yeah, well, they've had jalapeno cheeses now.
I know. They've got all
everything
kinds of
stuff. Everything has the flavor of jalapeno.
Mm-hmm. It's bring flowers
how
to
do you
someone
say jalapeno?
Day. Jalapeno. Oh, I don't know. Maybe Julian.
How do you pronounce that?
How do you pronounce that?
Let's see if Julian knows how to pronounce it. I'll look.
Let's see if he can give that pronunciation in French.
You'll let us know when you've got Julian ready to go. It's Bring Flowers to Someone Day. April showers mean May 15th is Bringing Flowers to Someone Day. To celebrate, why giving flowers plays a significant role in kindness. And, of course, it couldn't come along at a better time because Mother's Day was a couple of days ago. So if you screwed up on your Mother's Day plans, you could bring her flowers.
Just say you were planning to do it on right. National Flowers
Bring Flowers to Someone Day. Flowers are one of nature's most beautiful gifts, John.
Yeah,
bring flowers to someone day is the perfect way to give the gift of love and kindness to those around you. Whether you gift flowers to show sympathy or just because, the simple act of giving flowers brings joy to the recipient. Okay? Okay. I know you're disgusted completely with that. All right. National Juice Slush Day. Not slushy, just slush day.
So all you
what's
need
the
is,
difference?
All you need is another day for your wife to get really angry. Well, you
are
know
you
it's
still in the
hours of someone day.
Are you still in the doghouse, really, 3 days later? Jeez. Oh, she's
just
tough.
More anger.
Yeah, okay. National Juice Slush Day celebrates the icy delight that has come to be known as frozen juice slush or slushies. A juice slush is an ice-based drink comprised of 100% fruit juice. As a frozen drink, basic flavors include strawberry, lime, grape, cherry. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to nylon stock days.
Oh, yeah.
Nylon
because
stocking day. Because
juice slush day was really boring. Let's go to nylon stockings day.
Do a lot of women still wear nylon stockings?
I don't think so.
I doubt it. I haven't really checked, but we could do a survey, but many may not remember ever hearing the terms nylon stockings, varying in color, design, and transparency. A nylon stocking, also known as hose, is a close-fitting, variously elastic garment worn the same as socks or tights. Now, here's an interesting fact, John.
All right.
Stockings were worn before the 1890s. They were made of woven cloth, such as cotton, linen,
silk. Like leg warmers.
Yeah. But before the 1920s, women's stockings were worn for warmth. As the hemlines of women's dresses rose in the 1920s, women began to wear stockings over their exposed legs. And these 1920 stockings were sheer, made of silk or rayon, followed by nylon in the 1940s. Isn't that interesting?
No.
I don't think so either. Let's move on.
I have to say that, you know, just listening to everybody complain about getting a run in their nylons was just enough to push you over the edge.
I get it. All right. We have just less than a minute here, so it's National Chocolate Chip Day. Have you ever wondered how a single ingredient would change a recipe? Well, if it weren't for one curious baker in 1937, Ruth Graves Wakefield of Whitman, Massachusetts, well, she was the one who added those little chocolate chips
to cookies
into the cookies. Everything. So we can thank Ruth Graves Wakefield on this Wednesday morning.
A
big salute from John and Gordy. Here at Short Stack Eatery, we're just getting warmed up, and we're coming back with all the history for this day
way back when.
Coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinair on Air.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Show.
Yeah. Jimmy, didn't they use this in Apocalypse Now? I think this was in one of the great scenes.
Yeah.
Martin Sheen. Jimi Hendrix. Well, here it is, Wednesday, May 15th. So as it's Wednesday, we're at Short Stack Eatery, downtown Madison, 301 West Johnson. Stop by, say hi. We'll be here till 8. John, you know, we're going to get into the history books now.
That's what I want to hear.
You want to go back in time?
Yeah, I'd like to go back in time.
Wouldn't that be nice?
The time tunnel.
We're
going to
take the time
tunnel. But first, that's maybe where we should do the time tunnel is during the history segment. Gee, what a great idea. I want to know, did we get the pronunciation of jalapeno right? Because I'm a little confused, Sam.
Me too.
We have a
Mexican pronunciation, or let's say in Spanish or in Mexican, jalapeno, chili jalapeno. Pepper, jalapeno, chili jalapeno. Pepper. Here are many more videos chili on pepper. How to pronounce
Julian to the rescue pepper. Once again.
I love that, yes.
Jalapeno.
Now we know for sure.
Okay.
He's confirmed it.
Thank God we have Julian. Yeah. To help us along with our day. All right, what happened in history on May 15th, Sam?
Well, let's take a look-see. 1918.
Yeah.
Way back in the day. The first airmail route from the U.S. Postal Service begins operating between New York and Washington, D.C., 1918.
Wow. What a day that must have been.
Imagine your letter getting carried in, like, this rickety old biplane.
Right?
Yeah.
Something you'd see at the beginning of a old black and white movie.
Yeah, like a silent era movie.
Yeah.
Sure.
Speaking of the movies, Mickey Mouse made his first debut on this day in 1928. You know Steamboat Willie?
Sure.
Yeah.
It wasn't actually Steamboat Willie that he first appeared in. Steamboat Willie was
what
first.
What was it?
It was a short called Plane Crazy that connected to planes also. It was actually silent. Steamboat Willie was the first sound Mickey Mouse cartoon, and so it really took off, and everyone remembers it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know.
That's too bad. You know, Plain Crazy, I'd like to see that animation now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've seen it a couple times.
It's cool.
It's an old Mickey Mouse cartoon.
How long is it? Is it like just a regular cartoon,
yeah,
like 10 minutes?
It's like 7-8 minutes, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So it's some kind of Plain Crazy adventure.
Yes,
with Mickey Mouse, the
it's
first
him,
one.
It's him flying planes in a really goofy manner, basically.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
1940, the first McDonald's opens in San Bernardino, California.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that fantastic?
Long before Ray Kroc came along and began franchising everything. It was just the McDonald's brothers.
What was the movie about Ray Kroc? What was that called? Remember? Came out a few years ago. It was all about the history of McDonald's and how Ray Kroc bought.
I can't remember the title of that.
Yeah. I don't either.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
2 years after
isn't it amazing though how far we've come from the fast food, low priced choice of millions of people across the country.
Yeah.
Now they're complaining now in California.
Yeah.
They have a minimum wage of $20 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the fast food restaurants are saying, now we can't possibly keep up with that. We're losing money.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hire people at $20 an hour.
Right.
We've got cheap food here. We can't keep our food cheap. And I'm thinking, you know what? Well, fast food restaurants lost that argument a long time ago. It's not cheap food anymore.
Well, and the other day they announced they were going to have a new budget menu because they always have a value menu. They want to get back to the $5, you know.
$5?
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah. Yes.
They're usually a dollar.
Yeah, what happened to the $1 menu? Yeah.
I know. Well, I'm right there with you. I don't know.
So they're not.
Why don't they do that?
Fast food restaurants aren't cheap anymore.
No.
They provide fast food. They've kept that part of it.
That's it.
But it's not cheap food. Yeah. So the $20 an hour, stop whining.
Well, it's driving a lot of people back into the restaurants because, you know, if you're going to spend that kind of money, you might as well sit down and eat.
Yeah. So,
you
know? Well, so the food is still fast. Yeah? The food is more expensive. Compared to back in the day, has the food gotten any better?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, so why are they charging more? I don't know. I don't think bigger. So.
Oh, they have gotten bigger, yeah.
Okay.
Well, at that time, way back when, we were less critical of the taste or what kind of food we had in our mouth.
And those early burgers were, yeah. Well, yeah. They were pretty basic.
You filled up on them. You could buy 5 or 6 burgers for under a dollar.
Yeah, right. Like working at your drive-in movie theater, if you drop a burger onto the floor, it doesn't matter. Just throw it back on the grill.
Exactly. That's what happened to me that one summer. Boss said, just put it back on the grill.
Oh, God.
Like, really? Yeah, he wasn't kidding.
Oh, man.
Wow. All right. Yeah. So, anything else on this date?
We got one more thing. 1942.
What? What are you mumbling over there?
All right. 1942.
I am starting to mumble now.
Oh, just, yeah.
You weren't aware that you were actually talking? Okay. What else happened in history, Sam?
History,
let's close the books.
We got to get the book closed. It's too much.
Yeah.
1942, women enter the armed forces for the first time.
The bill
allowing this had actually been proposed like several years earlier, back in the late 30s, but it didn't really gain traction until after Pearl Harbor.
What was their job? The Women's Auxiliary Army Corps.
Yeah, so that was like their branch that got formed, the initial branch.
The WACS. Women,
yes.
That's what they call them, the WACS. Mm-hmm. Women's That's Auxiliary right. Army Corps. Okay.
Yep, WACS.
All right. Anything else in the...
No.
Go ahead, Sam.
We got to close the book.
Expound. Are you sure? Oh, wow.
Wow, pretty, that sound effect.
Pretty
sounded real there.
Yeah, it did. Okay. All right. Well, a little bit later on the show, we're going to have Mike McCabe from Blue Jean Nation. He's a writer, author, right?
Yes.
And
yes,
he'll be stopping by here.
He's done a lot of touring through the state. He's talked to people in the rural communities, and he's got a good handle of what they think and why there is... this thing called resentment. So
resentment.
We'll see how that works out.
Yeah, you know, yesterday I was at Target, you know, the super Target, the gigantic Target in Hilldale. This Target is like the size of 5 football fields. It just goes on and on. Of course, nobody around to help you find your way. Got to get your GPS going to find the bedding department where I was just looking for some
They've moved things around.
Pillows
they
and
have.
Stuff. They have. And it's amazing. I never, you know, they have the parking underneath there. It was just an amazing facility. They have everything you can think of.
They make you go up 1,000 steps to get to the store.
It is a long escalator.
But you get a lot of steps in.
Well, so don't you hear when people just get on the escalator and they just stand there?
Yeah.
I want to keep moving.
That has got to end.
There ought to be a law.
Right.
If you're on the escalator and you can walk, come on, move it along.
It goes a lot faster. You get up there and you're still exercising.
And then coming down, I'd never seen this before, and these have probably been around for years. You can put your golf cart, you can put your shopping cart on the escalator. Mm-hmm. There's an escalator next to the regular escalator, and it just moves along with it.
Isn't that wild?
I had never noticed that before.
It's very Jetsons.
Yeah. So you've been to that Target?
I have a whole bunch of times. Yeah. I've run up and down those stairs thousands of times just getting so quick.
Yeah. It's amazing. Okay. I'll tell you about coming up how to stick a queen-size mattress and frame in a Subaru Outback.
You're doing some moving, man.
I did it yesterday. Yeah. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy live from Short Stack Eatery. Stay with us.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You know how Wisconsin weather can dip and soar? Well, guess what? Russia's facing some of the same challenges. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Wheat has been particularly interesting to watch lately. They're paying attention to weather patterns in Russia. That's according to John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend.
We've got frost as well as dry conditions in Russia. Russia's the world's largest exporter of wheat. We did see the USDA lower their projection on their crop by about 3 million metric tons, maybe recognizing that a little this time frame. You know, so that's lifted the global price of wheat. Throw in there, India is usually self-sufficient in wheat, but they're at a 16-year low for their own stockpiles. There's chatter or talk that they may come into the export market. They typically do not export wheat or import wheat and bring it in to meet their stockpiles. But when they do, they've done it at an aggressive pace. So the market may be piecing some of that in there.
Developing story, that's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Well, the markets had traded higher, at least through lunchtime yesterday in Chicago, but then they sold off. The good news, an overnight trade, they're gaining some of the momentum back. Numbers are next. Sorting out fact from fiction. That's exactly where Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested this growing season. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean specialist, says farmers are being approached with so many different products these days, it's important they get clear, correct information.
Because farmers are really getting bombarded with, you know, carbon farming, be able to improve soil health. But what does this really mean? It's kind of a big nebula. So we're really trying to say these indices are ones that farmers can use and rely on, and they have a relationship with soybean yield. And we've identified some of those. But the cool thing is now we're wondering what management strategies help alter or change those. So can we actually improve our soil health metrics? And one thing that we found in this initial data set is that we've seen actually long-term, and by long-term, I mean a minimum of 5 years of cover cropping, actually improve some of our soil health metrics. So that's important and exciting for farmers.
Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension soybean researcher, taking Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars to the field. Follow the story at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained 8¾ cents to 206. 40-pound block cheese down a nickel at 193. Double A butter on Tuesday down 3¼ cents, still at 299.5 per pound. This morning, the June Class 3 milk for cheese down 14 cents at 2072 a hundredweight. July is up 4 at 1995. Currently, December corn is trading 2 cents stronger at 493. November soybeans are up 7 at 1212. July new crop wheat up 3, currently 675 a bushel. So just a quick snapshot of where we stand right now as far as the markets are concerned. You can follow along with all the day's news. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com or follow us, Midwest Farm Report, our brand new page on Facebook. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Plenty of sunshine today. We're headed to 72 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at only around 5 to 10 here through the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, 47. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with some afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Hi, Gordy Kopke here. When I first invited folks to my farm 40 years ago, I could never have dreamed that would become the area's largest greenhouse. With a focus on quality plants at reasonable prices and a special emphasis on customer service, we have received the People's Choice Award as Madison area's best greenhouse. Located 2 miles east of Oregon in the beautiful town of Dunn, I invite you out to see why we are not only the area's largest greenhouse, but also the best.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be joined by former congressional candidate and small business owner Tom Paulsiewicz. We'll be talking about money in politics. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Bum, bum, ba-dum, bum, bum.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Old West Exterminators, the only exterminators in town who kill your roaches after giving them guns and allowing the roaches to draw first.
Fight back.
Mm. You gotta make it fair. Yeah.
Matt Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM at 1580 AM, all over your social media dial and the Civic Media app as well. Just hit the button for text or call and let us know what you think. It's called feedback, and we
That's it.
Certainly do appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. It's bright, beautiful, sunny today. Right now, 48 degrees, highs today in the low 70s. It's going to be gorgeous all day long.
It will be.
Yeah. You know, yesterday, John, I'm moving. I know you're probably getting tired of me talking about this.
No, I'm not tired of it. I love the new perspective.
You came over a couple of days ago and did a walk around into the house that I'm moving into.
Beautiful old place.
Yeah,
love old houses.
Nice hardwood floors, and lots of woodwork.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, a lot of great a lot of space to fill for me. I don't have that much stuff, but I do have a queen size mattress and frame. And I thought, can I fit this in the back of a Subaru Outback? Is there any way, or could I strap it to the roof somehow and drive, 40 miles or whatever it is up to, from Baraboo down to Madison?
Well, let's get the ground rules here. I mean, your mattress is what, a foam mattress? Is it a spring mattress?
No, it's not a spring mattress. It's one of those mattresses. I got it a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago.
So it's foam or something.
Yeah, it came in a big box.
Okay,
I ordered it from Wayfair or one of those places.
Sure.
So, when you cut open the box, boom, this mattress just explodes.
Anything. You could roll it.
You could. I tried to. I thought, well, I'll just put it back in the box. And that wasn't going to happen.
No.
It's not happening at all. I had to wrestle this thing in order to fold it in half. I thought, well, the only chance I have is folding it in half and stuffing it in the back of the Subaru. It really took a lot. It took everything I had to fold it in half to begin with. And then I grabbed a mic cord and wrapped it around the mattress and tied it up. And that took, a good 15 minutes just to do that part. And then I dragged it down the hallway, into the garage and into the Subaru. And I'm pushing as hard as I can to just get, and it just barely fit. I mean, I had to stuff it in there.
Hitting the back of the front seats.
Well, yes. Yeah, all the way. And then I had to stick the frame in there. I had to disassemble the whole thing, which took, another almost 45 minutes just to take it all apart, the frame, and, get it all together.
What about the box spring?
There's no box spring. The frame acts as a box spring.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was the best part. Mm-hmm. So then I got it all in. Now, that's fine. And I put other stuff in there that I was transporting.
Even more stuff.
More stuff. Then I travel down here, and now I've got to go into my little tiny garage here, and just barely, there's no driveway to speak of.
There really isn't any.
It's right off the sidewalk.
Right on the sidewalk.
It's really kind of scary. But I was able to get it out of there and put it on a cart and, pull it down. But getting it up the stairs, that was the real issue.
Wow.
I've got wooden stairs.
Yeah.
They have a curve in them. It took me a good half hour. I almost thought about calling you.
You could have called.
I could have, but I didn't. I was thinking, I can do this. I can do this. But it just was a struggle all the way. But just so you know, if you do have a Subaru Outback, you can stuff a queen.
You can get something in there.
So, that's my helpful advice to you. Have somebody else to help you. I did it all myself, and it was a wrestling match, both getting it in there, getting it out of there, and getting it up the stairs. That's why I'm exhausted this morning. So,
what was my advice? My advice was
buy
a new bed frame and a new mattress, have it all delivered.
There was nothing wrong with it.
And you just move the boxes upstairs, assemble, and you're done.
No. Why should I get rid of a perfectly good mattress and box springs?
A lot of people do.
Well, I know, but I only had it 2 or 3 years.
You said you didn't have a box spring.
It didn't come with a box.
Okay.
It goes right into the frame.
Right, exactly.
That's the way modern beds have.
Yes, I know. They have the slats, right?
The Box Spring Association of America is very sad because they've eliminated box springs from the whole equation.
Right.
Yes, they're really kind of useless.
They are.
If you got a good frame, the mattress fits right into it. So, okay. That's my story.
Well, it's good. Is it a platform bed?
I guess you'd call it a platform bed. Well, you can come over and inspect it.
Does it have the slats underneath the mattress?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's not as much a platform bed, but it's close.
Okay. All I know is I slept really well last night because I was back in my usual bed, and it was very comfortable.
Well, see, I suggested that you get a mechanical bed.
Mechanical bed?
Yeah, an electronic bed where you can raise the back up.
Oh, that.
Or you can raise your knee
area. Yeah, all the high tech stuff. I think that's all BS.
Well, you know, now that you're a senior, you're going to need that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like it makes you feel old, like you're in a hospital or something.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
It's just like that, being in a hospital.
That's a bunch of crap. Okay.
All right, well.
All right.
You know.
Anyway, I've got more stuff to move if you want to help. By the way, when's the dining room table going to arrive?
I thought about that this morning. I was going to have to flip that table over and try to disassemble it today.
Why do you have to do it? You've got two boys at home that, you know, your 20-year-old kids.
Because I'm curious. I want to disassemble it myself.
Did you assemble it to begin with?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, where'd you get that table? Do you remember?
Slumberland, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah.
It'll fit well in the dining room.
They've got furniture in Slumberland. It's not just a sleepy place. Not just for beds. They've got tables. That's where I got my table. That's where I got my new table.
Your new table?
The one that I'm giving you.
It looks like a bar table.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a stand-up table. Yeah.
Man, I just can't.
Is it working out okay now?
Yeah, it's working out fantastic.
Yeah.
Love that table.
You know, we're talking furniture this morning, if you want to jump in.
Well, yeah.
608-879-8255.
Gordy needs a few suggestions about how to, you know.
Now. Yeah, how to put it all together.
His new apartment.
Yeah.
It's a whole house, folks.
It's a house. Yeah, and I can fit the recliner in, I know, into the Subaru, because that's how I got it in the first place. Mm. Yeah. So that's coming in next. I think I might bring that in today.
Recliner or theater seat?
No, it's a recliner.
Okay.
I got to talk to you about that big screen TV, too. I'm having second thoughts about that.
Yeah, that'd be kind of nice, wouldn't it?
It would be. Did you already give it to somebody else?
No.
Okay, I got dibs on it.
Yeah, we're still working on the idea of getting a 77-inch OLED LG TV.
That's what you want.
That's what I want.
77 inches.
77 inches.
Good Lord of mercy.
The nice thing about those is that they're deep.
What do you mean deep?
From top to bottom, it expands the picture tremendously.
No kidding.
Yeah, we've got a 65-inch, but...
It's not good enough, huh?
At Costco, they have a 65-inch and a 77-inch, one on top of the other. And I'm looking at it, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, there's a dramatic difference.
So you feel like you're in a movie theater with the 77-inch.
That's what I want. We've got the theater seats. Why not feel like you're in a movie theater? I've got the sound system to match that.
I know.
Everybody works on everybody listening to the sound of my voice right now wants a theater system in their living room, in their home someplace. They do want that.
They do.
And I'm just suggesting that, you know, you do it the right way. Get the theater seats.
Where did you get the theater seats? Were those online?
Yes. Theaterseatsstore.com.
Are they all connected to each other, all four seats?
No.
They're individual.
Well, now they kind of make the, we have a love seat in between the two other theater seats, which is kind of a nice setup.
Okay.
But they make it now connected.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that's not exactly connected, so the seats kind of drift apart. The love seat drifts apart.
That happens.
Yeah, I know.
In real life, that happens. Well, you know, again, it's furniture talk this morning if you want to chime in.
Yeah. All the big topics that we had.
Do you do the popcorn before you watch the movie, too? The whole bit?
I used to.
Yeah.
I don't
do the popcorn.
No, not too much anymore.
Okay. All right.
But we've been trying to do the popcorn. It just takes a lot of time.
Okay. Tomorrow on the big show, Max Blask will be here. Speaking of films, there's a mental health warrior fundraiser that's going on at Easttown coming up soon. I believe it's May 18th, but don't quote me on that. We'll talk to Max Blask tomorrow right here on the John and Gordy Show. He's going to tell us all about this fundraiser. Again, it's a mental health warrior film festival. So that's tomorrow. A little later today, Mike McCabe will stop by from Blue Jean Nation. He'll be right here at Short Stack Eatery, 301 West Johnson. Okay? All right.
Well, that sounds great. Let's get to something that may affect all of the laws across the country when it comes to discriminating against transgender individuals. Okay,
what's that?
In a surprising ruling, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that exclusions violate Title VII.
All right.
Yeah.
They do.
They also cite Biden's updated Title VII guidance, the first time a major trans ruling has actually recognized the new updated guidance.
I'm not up on all the title numbers here.
I'm not either. Seven. There are different titles.
Yeah.
I'm not really that familiar with it, but the employee in question was denied surgery coverage in 2019. The county had continued to fight her coverage, arguing it is saving money.
Okay.
Nice, huh?
Right.
What a reason. The count has spent, or the
person, county.
The county has spent nearly $1,188,000 fighting her coverage. That's three times the entire health care budget.
So, wait a minute.
They could have gotten off easy by just covering it.
Yeah.
Instead, they fought it. They rule that the Bostock Act prevents discrimination in the workplace and rejected the argument that health care denials discriminate on health care rather than trans status.
Okay.
Now, in doing so, they cite Cadell and Falwell. This is kind of in the weeds here, right?
Yeah,
right. But anyway, stating that proxy discrimination against transgender people through health care is still called discrimination. And that's what they came to. That's the final decision. Mm. Interestingly, the court also cites new Title VII guidelines from the Biden administration released in April of 29th. This is the first time that the guidelines have been cited in several and a reversal for the anti-trans policies that are going on over the entire country at this point. So this will have a major effect on anti-trans laws that are being put in place.
Yeah. So that's a good thing.
It is a really good thing.
Yeah. I can't believe they denied the cover and they fought with a million dollars fighting this.
Yeah.
This whole thing. Jeez.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
That is nuts.
To the extent that they would go.
Yeah.
Just to protect something that is discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these laws are so discriminatory. How can they possibly exist, right? They all should be challenged, and they should all lose.
Well, it's something, again, these are issues that keep popping up about transgender because, the Republicans feel they have an issue that they can do these things and get their people going on it.
That's right.
Now, it's frustrating.
The other thing, too, we know that the House Republicans rejected any kind of reform whatsoever for the border, immigration reform.
Right.
They didn't want it because, as Trump had indicated to them, we need an issue for the election.
Right. Yeah, and they had a deal.
And that's why they rejected any kind of immigration reform at that point.
I thought Chuck Schumer was going to bring that back up into the Senate. He announced last week.
Yeah, nothing's happened on that.
Okay.
No surprise from Chuck Schumer.
Yeah.
But Big Oil has made the issue of high gas prices at the pump, which, by the way, also exacerbated inflation.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a very interesting point because the Federal Trade Commission alleges that a former Pioneer Natural Resources CEO, Pioneer Natural Resources is the name of the company.
Okay.
The CEO, Scott Sheffield, held private conversations with OPEC officials, assuring them that his company would keep oil output low. Now, a lot of people don't know it. Well, okay, megas don't know it. But oil prices are guided by OPEC. It's not something we do in this country. We don't do that in this country. It's a price fixed by OPEC globally.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
So anyway, again, the FTC filed a complaint alleging that Scott Sheffield attempted to collude and reduce oil and gas output to increase prices at the pump.
We'll get into more of this, the big oil guy.
Yeah.
Coming up on the John and Gordy Show, live from Short Stack Eatery.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like rowing upstream, but it's a river, a whitewater river, and the only paddles you have are pool noodles. Then when a new to-do pops up, you're like, nope, I'm already rowing upstream with these pool noodle paddles. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to get personalized discounts with a commercial auto insurance quote online, so your to-do list is smooth sailing. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverages and discounts not available in all states and subject to policy terms and underwriting.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is. Black gold. Texas tea.
Texas tea.
Oh, oil.
Thing you know, old yeah. Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolks
yeah.
Say, Jed, move away from
big money in that oil.
Yeah, making a lot of money on that oil.
Mm-hmm.
Mad Radio, so, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, the John and Gordy program. And we're talking about the guy who colluded with OPEC to keep the oil supplies low to raise the prices at the pump for all of us. And now we're using that as an issue in the upcoming November election.
This just one guy.
Yeah.
Scott Sheffield from, he's the CEO of Pioneer National Resources.
Everybody else sees it happen.
Oh, yeah.
On the other... Company executives jump on board, and yep. they kept the low supplies low.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, initially, and this is what actually helped inflation along a little bit, is that because of COVID, no one used their cars anymore. No one went to work.
Mm-hmm.
So they had an oversupply.
Right.
And they ran down that oversupply, and there was a huge shortage of oil at that point when the economy started coming back. And that raised the prices at the pump. And that's why, and it's included in the inflation percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why inflation went sky high, because they didn't have enough oil and they had to refine it again and
right.
bring it to the pumps. And it cost a lot of money.
Well, now, OPEC's been controlling this for decades.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, no matter who's president, they always blame the president for the gas prices. They have really very little control.
It's something I always like to emphasize,
yeah.
that the president doesn't have control of this.
Right.
And I chide the other side only because it's so stupid. Please get the message that it's not controlled by the president. Every time the gas prices go low, see, Biden did that.
Right.
I'm just joking when I say that. You people got to catch on to this. No, yeah. please.
Right.
It's not controlled by the president.
Nope.
And now we're finding out it's basically controlled by the oil executives colluding with OPEC to keep the supply low in mm-hmm. this country so we pay higher prices at the pump.
The only thing the president can do is open up the oil reserves that the nation has standing
yes.
by. I mean, that's the only thing he can do to sort of, you know, get the prices more under control or lower the prices.
Well, you know,
they do that once in a while.
I've been paying attention to this.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, there's a winter formula for gasoline.
Right. It's
and
different.
Because they deplete it.
Yeah.
And then at that point, there is, a shortage, mm-hmm. and the prices go up, which we're experiencing right now at the pump.
Right.
But no one brings that up. They just go, oh, well, it's inflation.
Mm.
No, this happens every year.
Well,
they change over to the summer formula.
The summer formula, and people are traveling more in the summer, too. You know, vacations and, you know, traveling wherever they go during the good weather months. So the price goes up, and we get gouged again.
That's right. That's right. So OPEC is out there controlling the price of all this stuff. No matter how much oil we produce, and we produce more than anybody else in the entire globe,
yeah.
It doesn't matter, because OPEC is controlling the price.
Yeah. They still got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I hope we're clear on that. I don't think. You know, we try to communicate, you know, a little bit with the MAGAs out there, the ones who really care about how the economy is going.
Yeah.
And I've got to say this. I'm a little depressed this morning. Why? I read a story about no matter what Biden does, no matter how much good news he can get to the people, bring this information out so at least they know that he's doing something, and he's doing something dramatically good to this country by bringing jobs, higher wages. You know, the economy is doing really well. And not everybody is affected by it, but you can't sit there and say, well, my life isn't any better.
Yeah.
Somebody else's life is, because we have a better economy.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing here is the story that I read this morning just depressed the hell out of me, is that no matter what he says, it does not matter.
It doesn't seem to matter.
It's a vibe. They're calling this a vibe.
A vibe.
That people have this vibe that things aren't going well. So no matter what kind of message Biden comes out with, no matter how much he talks up the economy, how much he has done, how much this is going to affect the next 5 years of our economy, no one's going to pay attention, because the vibe is saying, not things aren't as good as you think it is. And so I don't know. How do you even fight the vibe?
I don't know. I have no idea how you do that, because it's always like that.
Yeah.
You know, you always think, well, the country could be doing better. You know, it seems like we've got war going on overseas. We've got Ukraine. We've got, you know, the Middle East. It's all, and then it all falls on the president's desk somehow.
Right.
You know, and it works its way down. It's like, well, it's not really going that well. But actually, economically, it's going really well.
It's going really
well. For most of the country.
And, and no matter how much he talks it up, how much he has done to this country. Well, for instance, let's get to the capitalism snapping back at the consumers.
Right.
Let's look at that. As we speak, the pharmaceutical lobby is now suing Biden from cutting the prescription drug prices.
What? Really?
Yeah.
How can they do that?
They're doing that. They're suing because they don't think that the government has any place in controlling the price of prescription drugs.
The pharmaceutical lobby, the big pharma guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then the banking lobby is suing Biden. They want to stop him from capping credit card late fees.
Oh, Lord. No.
Now, folks,
my God.
That affects us.
Yeah.
That affects us. We pay more. Look, they've got to cap these things. Everybody, I thought, was on board with this.
Yeah.
Well, they're on board until they sue and hopefully get it overturned in a court of law. And now,
There's more?
There's another one.
Uh-oh.
One final one.
Yeah.
The airline industry is suing to stop Biden from requiring them to clearly disclose junk fees up front. Because
well, they're supposed to hide, they want to hide them like they always have.
Because as a consumer, I don't want to know what those junk fees are up front.
No. Just sign up for for the stuff.
When you read this story, you think, shouldn't anybody who has read this story think, hey, wait a minute, that affects me. I do want to know what those junk fees are.
Absolutely. Why would they try to hide them?
So when you see the pharmaceutical industry saying, no, we want high drug prices, and then you see the credit card companies saying, no, we want to charge late fees, big ones, something in your brain should go, you know, I'm not for that. I do want to see these things controlled because it's less money coming out of my pocket. Inflation can come down. We can all live a much better life.
Yeah. Well, and the competition should take over and lower those fees naturally. But big pharma, they all you know, stick together.
Only a few banks.
Yeah, there's only a few.
Pharmaceutical companies control everything at this point.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, that's going to do it for the first hour of the John and Gordy Show, live from Short Stack Eatery. Coming up in our next hour, just a few minutes away, Mike McCabe from Blue Jean Nation will join us. It's all coming up on the John and Gordy Show.
Yeah.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, we talk to the co-founder of Courage, MKE, 1133 public service announcement with Dr. Laura Hanks. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.